This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad. Kharka with the news. Our top story is first. Nepal Communist Party Mao Center files review petition against Supreme Court's verdict to nullify the unification of CPN UML and CPN Mao Center. Beni Zomsom Road connecting Mustang District to the National Road Network to remain closed for 2 more days. And world leaders call for international pandemic treaty. Now the news in detail. Nepal Communist Party Mao Center has filed a review petition against Supreme Court's verdict to nullify the unification of the CPN UML and CPN Mao Center. Talking to the media person after filing a review petition, NCP Mao Center Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda expressed his belief that the Supreme Court's verdict to nullify the unification of CPN UML and CPN Mao Center would be reviewed. He also said that the Supreme Court's verdict was unusual and of political nature. Likewise, NCP Mao Center leaders Narayan Kaji Shrestha, Barsaman Pun, Haribol Gajural, Giriraj Mani Pokhrel and Janardhan Sharma, along with Chairman Prachanda, were also present in the Supreme Court to file the review petition. The Beni Zomsom Road that connects Mustang District to the National Road Network is likely to remain closed for 2 more days. A meeting of the stakeholders held on Monday in the District Administration Office Mustang took a decision to close the road section till the 1st of April to carry out the road expansion and upgradation task by the use of explosives. The road section is closed since March 27th. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City KMC has sought cooperation from the local residents of Sistol area in managing waste materials. Issuing a press statement, the Environment Department of KMC made an appeal to the local residents after the frequent disruption in waste management at the landfill site. And the people in the affected areas have obstructed the waste management, putting forth their demands related to education, including teachers' quotas, free education up to secondary level, and others. The locals in Bitadi district have fallen ill from a viral fever for some days due to the change in the current weather. The district hospital and other majority of the health facilities are reported to have been receiving increasing number of viral fever patients. According to Chief District Hospital Baithadi Basantara Joshi, apart from viral fever, the health facilities were also attending to patients suffering from diarrhea. World Communist leader Bishnu Bahadur Manandar passed away last night. According to family source, 91-year-old Manandar was undergoing treatment at Patan Hospital since one month. Involved in various movements against Rana regime, leader Manandar was known for his simplicity and honesty in Nepal's communist movements. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. The world leaders of more than 20 nations have called for a new global settlement to help the world prepare for future pandemics. In an article for newspaper around the world, leaders including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel say COVID has posed the biggest challenge since World War II. And writing in the Daily Telegraph and publications such as Le Monde in France, the 24 leaders argue that a treaty similar to that reached in the wake of World War II is needed to build cross-cooperation. China has passed several changes to Hong Kong's electoral rules which will tighten its control over the city. State media has said that the aim of the reform is to ensure that only patriotic figures can run for the positions of power. And the changes mean that the prospective MPs will first be vetted for their loyalty to the mainland. Critics want it will mean that the end of democracy as it removes all positions from the city parliament. The United Nations is seeking $10 billion in aid to help Syria, saying civilians there continue to face attacks as well as increased hunger and poverty. The appeal came ahead of Tuesday's Brussels conference on Syria and annual event co-hosted by the UN and European Union. And it also includes $4.2 billion for the humanitarian response inside Syria and $5.8 billion for refugees and their host in the Middle East. The UN said at least 24 million Syrians needed aid today, and a rise of 4 million over the past year, and the highest number 8 since 2011 when President Bashar al-Assad's crackdown on pro-democracy protests resulted in the brutal civil war. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up top stories once more. Nepal Communist Party Mao Center files a review petition against Supreme Court's verdict to nullify the unification of CPN UML and CPN Mao Center. Beni Jomsom Road connecting Mustang District to the National Road Network to remain closed for two more days, and world leaders called for international pandemic treaty. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.